It's The Verve and Bittersweet Symphony on Today FM. Keep getting in touch on 0874 100 102. I enjoy all those texts now, and I will get some. Now, there's a new movie out this Friday. It's called Breathe, and it tells the true story of Robin Cavendish, who was a man who, I mean, spectacularly defied all the odds after contracting polio, and he then went on to save the lives of those disabled by polio in the 1950s and the 1960s. I mean, this was an extraordinary man who, through the determination of he and his wife, went on to live a life that nobody thought somebody who had polio could live. It is a bit of the trailer.
People paralysed by polio don't last long.
Can't move anything from the neck down. Can't even breathe for yourself.
I love you, and I want Jonathan to know you.
You can't love this.
Yes, I can.
Get me out of here.
Robin's going to leave the hospital.
No one with your husband's disability exists outside a hospital.
£5 says he'll never make it.
You're on. I've had an idea.
A wheelchair that does his breathing for him. Are you sure it's safe?
Robin!
You owe me £5.
You owe me, bastard.
I am joined now by the star of the movie, very exciting, Oscar nominee and former Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield, and the man, best known as the Lord of the Rings, Gollum, its director, Andy Serkis. How are you, lads?
Very good.
Well.
Was that no good? Was that no good?
No, very good. Fantastic.
Very good.
How are you keeping, lads? I was wondering, given that the film is coming out soon it's this week, isn't it? This Friday, Breathe. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, are you having any fun on the promotional tour? Because it's such a serious picture.
We're having a great laugh actually doing this tour and meeting lots of people who have seen the film and have really, really been moved by it, but also have laughed a lot at it. So although it sort of deals with a relatively serious subject matter, its response to it, their whole response to it was completely humorous.
Well, it is a beautiful picture. I mean, Andy, what I liked about it was that it's just a traditional, you know, old school film. No explosions, no car chases. It's just a good story.
It's an amazing story, and that's why we all wanted to make it. You know, it's an inspirational tale. It's, you know, it's about, as I say, it's about smiling in the face of catastrophe, and therefore I think when people do watch it, they do feel that they can relate to it on so many different ways. And it's not just about being disabled; it's about how we choose to live. So I think on many levels it works and touches people.
And I mean, Andrew, I'm just wondering, was it difficult to get the speech pattern rise and to, you know, I mean, to play that character? Because you want to do it justice. You don't want people watching it going, oh yeah, well, that's movie polio if I ever saw it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be the worst review ever. movie polio.
Movie polio.
Yeah, no, of course, a huge responsibility to get those technical things in place so that I could then just be present and be present in the scenes that we were shooting as the character.
And your dad was a doctor, wasn't he, Andy?
That's right. My dad was a doctor. He was Iraqi and he built a hospital in Baghdad. But my mum used to teach disabled kids. I actually grew up knowing lots of kids who had polio and thalidomide and spina bifida and various other diseases that were sort of prevalent in the 70s.
There's great humanity in the film. It's great fun as well at times. I mean, Tom Hollander is doing a good job in there as the twins.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he came on board quite early again. All the cast were very taken with the script and the power of it, not only because it is heartbreaking, but it's also, you know, has this level of humour and wit about it. And Tom was just masterful playing the twins. You know, he plays two characters and very subtly, and the shift between them was extraordinary to watch.
I heard you got to do a bit of acting as well, Andy, did you? Did you stand in as Robin's 3-year-old son Andrew could?
Yeah. Andy did me the service of playing my 3-year-old son off camera because the young boy couldn't work the same hours that the adult actor.
Yeah.
So Andy kind of transformed into this 3-year-old boy off camera without any special effects. It was quite remarkable.
I don't know how you guys got it together so quickly. I mean, Andrew, this can't be right. Is this something that Andy is just telling people so they think he's prolific? 7 weeks pre-production, shooting 8 weeks.
I think it was 7 weeks.
It was 7 week shoot. Yeah.
Jesus.
And a 7 week pre-production, right?
That's right.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's absolutely true. Remarkable, really. And I think it is. It's a testament to the story because it's true. Everyone who reads the script, everyone just wanted to be there so much. You know, not for the money because there was none, and but for the love because it was just pure love.
Andrew, mm-hmm. I was just wondering, what is it that you like about Robin Cavendish? I know that might sound like a stupid question, but I mean, I liked a lot of different things about him, but I wondered, for you, was it in particular that the man had the sense of humour, or was it his resilience, or, you know, what is it you saw in that character?
His sense of humour, massively, and his love of people. I really look up to that, his ability to love others and to, you know, be present to others and care about others in a very sincere way. I really, really love that about Robin. And of course his sense of humour, like things were much more likely to be funny than not with him, you know, in every single moment. And of course his resiliency as well. But ultimately there's that thing that he has, which is innate in all of us, I think, deep down, is that longing to live, that longing to be here in a very, very, I don't know, full way.
And it's a message that kind of comes true in the film, lads, without being kind of schmaltzy or anything like that. It's just a very sincere picture. But I know you're both busy. Thank you very much. I wonder, will you work together on an action film sometime together? Maybe get back together?
That would be amazing.
I'm in.
I'd do anything.
Yeah, 100%.
Lads, you're gentlemen. It was a beautiful film, so I know that people are going to really enjoy it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got a new number. 0874100102. Text or WhatsApp us now. 0874100102.
Today FM.
Today FM.